Good morning, church. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day to celebrate the gifts and the blessings that Almighty God has showered upon us. This day, when we look around at the world, may we experience that peace that passes our understanding as we seek faithfully to worship this day. May God's presence rest upon us.
Stand for the call to worship. To come together is a gift, and Jesus has invited us to come. Offer your full self to God today. Enter into Almighty God's presence. Join us for the hymn of praise, number 380 in the red hymnal, There's Within My Heart a Melody.
Thank you.
join me in the responsive reading. It's in the back of the red hymnal, page 854, and that's Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. You pursue me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Whither shall I go from your spirit? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night.
Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as day, for darkness is light with you.
For it was you who formed my inward parts. I praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful.
Wonderful are your works.
You know me very well. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. How profound to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Do I not hate them that hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe them that rise up against you?
I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. Let us continue on with the unison prayer printed in the bulletin. Boundless shaper of people and nations, you are beyond our knowing, yet closer to us than our every breath. You are before us and behind us, surrounding us with your love, and fashioning all of creation in the secret depths of your heart. With every thought, with every song, and with every prayer, turn these fragile earthen vessels of our lives into the spirit-filled body of Christ. Amen.
We've got a multitude of things taking place at this point. We're going to have a baptism and new members. At the early service, we received three new members that have transferred their membership in. And at this service, we have six. Oh, my. Who are going to be coming into the membership at this time. So I would invite the families and individuals to come on up at this time. Members in the congregation, I would invite, you're going to flip-flop maybe, but at least to follow along page 45 in our hymnal, and then you'll see in our worship folder is that paragraph that is printed. Yeah, I'm not sure if you all need your hymnal, but I guess safe to have one just in case. But I may skip around. You never know. So we're going to get this one taken care of first. So we will remember that the church is of God and will be preserved to the end of time. For the conduct of worship and the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, the conversion of the world, all of every age and station stand in the need of the means of grace, which the church alone supplies. So I'm going to ask all of us, as you are standing here, to respond to these questions, which are the baptismal questions. Because at some point you're asked to remember those vows that either you made or were made for you by your parents at the time of your baptism. So on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, Reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin. If so, answer, I do.
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
And do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do.
I do.
And will you nurture all children, this child, in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If so, answer, I will.
I will.
Get you turned around so we can see you better. There you go. And what name is given to this child?
Julian.
We'll give the grandma's front row seating, if you don't mind. There you go. Julianne, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may ever remain a faithful disciple. Amen. I'm going to take him for a little walk. Is he always this good? Yes. As adults in the presence of this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise that was made at your baptism. If so, answer, I do.
I do.
I would ask those of you that are profession of faith, if you would please kneel. We're going to come by and gently. Kelly, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Holy Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, you're okay.
Yeah,
since
okay.
You've got the little one, sure, we'll cut you some slack today. Julie, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Holy Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Dan, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Holy Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. Adam, the Lord defend you with His heavenly grace, and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may all stand, and let me also introduce, in the end, we've got Mandy. Mandy is coming to us from the Glen Burnie Did I get that right? United Methodist Church in Maryland. And Betty is a transfer as well. I didn't mark that one down. Which church? All right. That's all right. You're coming back. Betty was here. You said to me this morning, the last time you did this here was just a few years ago. Just a few years ago. And so we rejoice in these individuals who are here with us and transferring in. I would ask if you would bid them welcome. And as they are facing you, let's share together in the paragraph that's printed in our bulletin. We rejoice to recognize you as members of Christ's Holy Church and bid you welcome to this congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed and strengthened in the way that leads to life eternal. Amen. After the service, why don't you come on back and greet everyone?
For the other moments of formality, we have a ton of stuff going on in our church. And I'll try to make it very brief. This is the time of year where everything is starting back up again. So there are a lot of different things. I'm going to turn it over to Diane because she wants to make an announcement about the music department.
My first announcement is for all of those parents and students who would be interested in any of the Sunday music activities, Sunshiners and Chimes, for the elementary children, and TAFC and Bells for the for 7 through 12. If you are at all interested or think you might be interested, have questions about it, I'd like you to stay after this service right down here in the front, and we'll have a very brief meeting and see if we can figure out some kind of a schedule for this year. It's really important that you be here. Secondly, if any of you are able to become a member of either Cathedral Bells, or which is the adult bell choir, or the chancel choir, we're currently looking for a lot of new members. Don't just assume that somebody else will do it. Okay, we need your bodies up here. If you can count to six and you know your left hand from your right hand, I'll help you through everything else. So that's on Thursday nights. The times are in your bulletin. Thank you.
Also starting up this week is the men's work team. It's a great group of men that meet on Tuesday mornings. They usually have some donuts or some kind of goodie for breakfast. They do a ton of work around our church, and then they have a great lunch, and they fellowship and chat while they're doing it. So if you happen to be available Tuesday mornings, we'd love to have you. Also, youth group. Youth group starts today with a thing, and you'll see it in your bulletin. It's called Parents, Pins, and Pizza. We are meeting at Norwin Bowl at 6 o'clock. The youth will be bowling, and the adults will meet with Zach, who is our youth director, and we'll talk over what's going on this year. The lights, camera, action, the murder mystery. They've left an announcement up here for me to read. Starting next Sunday, September 15th, tickets will be sold for the mystery dinner. The dinner will be held on October 5th at 6 p.m. The tickets will be available for purchase after both worship services for the next 3 weeks and can be purchased during the pancake breakfast next Sunday. There will be seating assignments for the table, so if you would like to sit with others, let us know so we can seat you together. The price of the tickets is $15 per person or $25 per pair. A pair does not have to mean husband and wife, of course. It can mean two friends or two sisters, a father and son, you and a neighbor or a coworker, just as long as there are two. And finally, there are a few roles open left to act in the play, so if you would like a part, especially the male roles, please contact Krista Brown, and her email and phone number are in the bulletin. Also, Next week is going to be a really, really busy Sunday. It's the big kickoff day for Sunday school. There's Sunday school for all ages, starting with 2-year-olds up to 100-year-olds. And that's all in the bulletin. So we would love to have you join us for one of the classes. Also, the Bible studies are all starting next Wednesday morning. The second Wednesday of every month, there's a Bible study Wednesday morning, and they're studying women in the Bible with Nancy Wallace. There's also a woman's book study group that meets every other Wednesday, and that's a nighttime group, and they will be doing a Beth Moore study. And then finally, there's the Disciple 3 Bible study, and that's with Pastor David. And you do not have to have attended Disciple 1 and Disciple 2. And that's a fantastic class. I had the opportunity to attend one of them, and it was wonderful. And finally, there is a pancake breakfast. I don't know if you'll notice, but there is a correction there. Originally, they were going to start it at 9:30, but they've moved it up to 9 o'clock. So that will allow many of you to have your breakfast at 9 and then head up to Sunday school at 9:30. So we wanted to be able to do both of those things. So let us now pass the peace of Christ to each other. The peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor. Yes.
Well, good morning. How is everybody? How's school going? Fantastic. Super. Look at my tie today I wore. What's the next word? The wheels on the bus go round and round. Round and round. You wouldn't know that. You're on the bus. Hi, sweet. And then the wipers go swish, swish, swish. And what's the door open and close? And the windows up and down. And you have fun when you're riding the school bus. So at school, do you take art class? Yes. Did you ever play with clay? Play-Doh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I love the smell of Play-Doh. Anybody else? Come on. Now, this is not a good thing to ask with children. Anybody taste it? Oh, look at the hands going up. Remember the white paste when we were younger that had that peppermint smell? Don't eat paste and don't eat Play-Doh. It's not good for you. So when you're making something with Play-Doh, do you always get it right the first time? What happens if you make a mistake with Play-Doh? Well, it's kind of like clay. Do you have to throw it out or do you start all over again? You start all over again. You just mush it up, take the colors apart if you got extra colors added, and you redo it. Do you think God does the same thing? I hope so. Because if I make a mistake, is God going to throw me out?
No.
I hope not. What's God going to do? And start again. Say, David, that wasn't right. Let's reshape you and start again. So we're kind of like clay in Jesus' hands that shapes us every day so that we do what God wants us to do. And if we make a mistake, God just smooths that spot over and starts all over again with us. So we're going to sing our next song. It's about potter and clay. And did you ever watch a potter on a wheel that they spin it and they can shape it? The wheel, it spins this way and then you put the pottery on it and the clay and shape it. Yeah. You go home and Google that. Yes. Oh my goodness. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for this day we give you thanks. For these boys and girls we are grateful. Continue, O God, to bless them and strengthen them wherever they are found. Be with their moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas and teachers. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Will you pass out cups? You'll pass out cups. I'll get us some bulletins.
If you should care to join us, I promise this is not an audition, but the refrain for our anthem is actually in the Faith We Sing, the black book that's in your hymnal. It's number 2003. And if you would like to join with us or follow along, that's where you'll find it.
And this morning, I thought, I feel incredibly disjointed and out of sorts with today's worship service. And I've made goofs today. Julie was also to be baptized. So come on up, Julie. God's going to have a real clay moment with me later. Have your hubby come on up, too. You see? Oh, the little one's sound asleep, so sure, come on up. And that's for me not having my notes in front of me and being gone last weekend and having a relaxing time at Lake Erie. It's David's day for faux pas. So, Julie, you've already answered the questions, fortunately. At least I got that part right. And so I'll just simply, the question says, do you desire to be baptized into this Christian faith? And you do. Would you please kneel? Julie, I baptize you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. May the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you now and forevermore. Amen. Let's pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are grateful for a new child of yours in the faith. Continue to bless Julie and strengthen her in her continued walk with you, that all that she does and all that she says might bring honor and glory to you. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. We come now to a time to lift up our joys and concerns and hurts and needs in the midst of our community. Turn on the back of our worship folder. You'll see the list of individuals that we continually want to be lifting up in prayer. I do have word from Diane that Matt has returned to the Golden Living Center, so that is good news because that means that his rehabilitation is continuing. As I mentioned, being gone, I don't have an update on Joan. Does anyone know anything about Joan? All right, I will check later on. Also received this morning for healing for Pastor David, who is the lead pastor at the Engomore United Methodist Church, and also prayers for the Carmody family. Mary Grace, 44, died in a car accident this past Friday. Yesterday, I had a funeral service for Tammy Brewer, 47 years old. So we will want to continue to remember the Brewer family. She also has left two children. Her daughter, Ashley, I believe, is about 26, and her son, Toby, is 8, both of which have some special needs, and so there will be prayers then also as to who then will become the primary caregiver for Toby. I also then yesterday had a call about another funeral that I'll be doing on Tuesday of William Jones from Hermony, so we will want to continue to remember that family as well. Are there any other joys or concerns for this morning? I believe in light of the situation around the world, we need to pray for discernment in God's presence in dealing with those hot spots that are taking place in countries around the world. Let us continue then as we unite our hearts and our spirits in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your house, to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there is within the walls of your home a sense of peace and quietness, a sense of solitude and comfort, to know that there is grace and forgiveness that abounds here. For we know, O God, that outside these walls, life is hectic. It pushes and pulls us in a multitude of directions. And sometimes we just want to stop and ponder what is around us and perhaps just sit and experience a few moments of quietness. And it is here, O God, that can occur.
It is here that we can release burdens and find rest for the weariness of our souls and our spirits. It is here, O God, that we can confess to you our sins and seek your grace and forgiveness and love. It is here, O God, that we encounter brothers and sisters that help us along the way. It is here, O God, that we experience the presence of those and you who enable us to become what you've created us to be. O God, we know that we don't always get it right, that we need to experience your grace and forgiveness, that we need to release the past and perhaps each and every day to begin again and anew. And so it is our hope and our prayer, O God, that we might have a right heart and a right spirit. For faithfully, O God, we want to live our lives intertwined and in tune with you, the one who was, who is, and who will forever be. O God, we pray that the past might be wiped away and we can begin anew today as you reshape us. For you are the one that makes us into that person that we've been created to be. And so we pray, O God, for our mission and ministry this week, that faithfully we might go into the world to live and to share this good news that Christ places before us. Whether it be the ministry of this church or the ministry of us as individuals, O God, we ask and pray that it might be anointed by you. We pray also for hurts and needs, for situations around the world where peace is desperately needed. Okay, oh God, we pray for a discernment by leaders. We pray for health and wholeness. We pray, oh God, that your love might abound. We pray for the hurts and the needs of individuals in our midst, those listed upon our prayer list, those that have been voiced and added this day, those that for various reasons cannot be made public, but you hear them within our hearts. Oh God, we pray for your healing presence, that you will work wonders in the lives of your people. Oh God, it is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we ask that we pray as we share together in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Will the ushers please come forward for God's tithes and our offerings? God, who calls us and sends us, as we offer our gifts this morning, remind us that what we place in the plate is only the beginning of what you ask from us. You've asked for our hearts, our passion for the work of compassion, love, and grace. You rely on our talents and abilities to advance your kingdom here on earth. We long, like the servant Paul wrote about, to be useful to you. Help us to have the confidence in ourselves that you have in us, and help us to be listening when you call. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
Listen now and hear these words for us today from the 18th chapter of the book of Jeremiah. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was working at his wheel. The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hands, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me. Can I not do with you, O house of Israel, just as this potter has done, says the Lord? Just like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At one moment I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will pluck it up and break down and destroy it. But if that nation, concerning which I have spoken, turns from its evil, I will change my mind about the disaster I intended to bring on it. And at another moment, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I will build it up and plan it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I will change my mind about the good that I had intended to do to it. Now, therefore say to the people of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, look, I am a potter shaping evil against you and devising a plan against you. Turn now all of you from your evil way and amend your ways and your doings. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of Scripture, for their claim upon our daily lives and living. Even words such as these that might be difficult to swallow. But in spite of it all, in the midst of it all, O God, you desire to be in relationship with each and every one of us. And now, O God, quiet our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet, can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? There's probably not a child in America who doesn't know those words. Probably anybody 40-ish and under knows that theme song to that children's series, Sesame Street. Kids love it, and let's face it, we parents have been tormented by it. Sesame Street. How do you get there? Where do you go?
What?
By bus.
That's where I wore my bus tie today. You probably won't really know how to get there unless you have the address. We have a great selection of address assisting devices today. Thursday afternoon, when I was in the garage to get our fifth tire repaired this summer since the 4th of July, yes, 5 tires. 4 have had nails in them. 1 went, it went, I quote you, construction must be good. There must be a lot of building going on where we are. I saw one of those cars that was a Google car. Anybody ever seen one of those? It's got that big round basketball type eye thing on there. And if you go on Google and do some map questing, and well, no, map quest is another one. If you do Google and get directions, you can see the intersections that are live from these cameras that are going around our country and videotaping them. 2 weeks ago, I had to finally break down and purchase my third GPS because the other two have gone kaput. Andrew was with me one time and used his phone to give us the turn-by-turn, but I don't know, the volume wouldn't go up loud enough for me, and I didn't like that little tiny screen while I'm driving. I wanted a bigger one. We also can go online and print out the directions that are turn-by-turn that give us the exact miles in between the turns that'll tell us points to watch out for, the speed traps that are there, and a multiple list of items. The prophet Jeremiah wondered if the people of Israel knew how to get to the potter's house. The word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, "Come, go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words." And so the prophet probably followed a well-traveled dirt road that went over probably a dry riverbed, and eventually he found and arrived at the potter's house. And the potter was working at his wheel, kicking it and spinning that wheel as that clump of clay was turning, and he reworked it into another vessel that seemed good to him. Jeremiah realized that the work of the potter was an illustration of how God was seeking to reshape the people of Israel. The clay in the potter's hand was exactly like Israel in God's hand. The prophet realized that God controls the fate of the entire group of peoples as easily as the potter manipulates the lump of clay. Sometimes that clay starts off bad. If you've ever worked on a potter's wheel or thrown pottery, you know that when you put that lump of clay on there, that it's all out of balance and all out of sorts. And the first thing you need to do is center it. And then work it up and down and get the air bubbles out of it so that when it fires, there's not an explosion. Sometimes that clay that looks bad starting out, but later on it improves. At one moment, says the Lord, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I'm going to pluck it up and break it down and destroy it. But if that nation concerning which I have spoken turns from evil, I'll change my mind about that disaster that I intend to bring upon it. And in other times, the clay begins by looking good, but then something happens and it goes bad. And at another moment, says God, I may declare concerning a nation or a kingdom that I'll build it up and plant in it. But if it does evil in my sight, not listening to my voice, then I'm going to change my mind about the good that I was going to do. You see, Jeremiah is reminding us that it's God who's in control, constantly working and reworking us into the vessels that seem good to Almighty God. If we turn from evil, says Jeremiah, then we'll be reshaped into something that is wonderful. If we continue ignoring God and living selfish and sinful lives, well, then indeed we're going to be totally reshaped. Now, I know a lot of us like to be in charge and in control, and we want to make and mold our own lives after those things that we want instead of allowing ourselves to be shaped and molded. We want to have it our own way. We do not want to have it the way of the divine potter. Following our own ways can, well, just lead us somewhere into a ditch. So we need to go to the potter's house and to gain some tips that the potter offers us. The path to the potter's house begins with the right address. At this particular location, God is not expecting us to show up in some kind of final, complete, perfect form. Nor is God waiting to jump on us and smash us for our sins. Even John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, said that we are to move on toward perfection as our goal. No, at the proper spot on Potter's House Lane, God is the one that will shape us into the people that God intends and has created us to be. As we turn onto Potter's Lane, we may allow ourselves to be shaped and reshaped by Almighty God. So it doesn't matter what shape we show up in, God's going to reshape us. We don't need to worry about those sins or those flaws of the past because the potter is the one who's going to purify us and make us new. We don't need to stress out about the wrong turns that we've taken on our road and our pathway to get there because it's the potter that's going to move us into the right direction. See, in the potter's house, we are ever-changing clay in the hands of that master potter. God says, amend your ways, amend your doings. God enables us to allow the divine potter to make us and to mold us, to shape us according to that divine will, to open ourselves to being filled with the presence of God's Holy Spirit until, as we sung in the hymn just a few minutes ago, Christ, or all shall see Christ only, always living in me. Sometimes that transformation can be difficult or painful because we like to do things our own way. We prefer our own doings, and waiting for God and yielding to God can run counter to those things that we normally seek to do. But unless we find the potter's address, we'll never be shaped into that person that God desires to shape us into. And in the end, then, we'll end up being less loving, less graceful, less hopeful, less connected, and we'll be less content than we could be if our lives were intertwined and we allowed God to continually shape us and mold us. So each and every day we need to take a turn. To take a turn toward that place where God will daily shape us. To not be distracted by those dirt roads, those dry riverbeds, those things in our schedules that push and pull us in so many different ways, but to be focused upon the presence of Jesus Christ and the reshaping of Almighty God through the presence of the Holy Spirit. To allow ourselves to be shaped into a person who is right with God. A person who's right with our neighbors, a person who's right with our co-workers, a person who is willing to show Jesus Christ to the world. Potter's House Lane. There's no better address where we can go, and no better presence of which to be in other than the presence of Christ. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for this image of a potter that continually shapes and reshapes until that vessel is formed. Each and every one of us, O God, are vessels within your hands, where you seek to shape and reshape us each and every day. We pray, O God, that your hands might be upon us and your words within us, that we might go forth into the world and be that person that you have created us to be. For it's in Christ that we go. Amen. Let's stand and sing our closing hymn number 399. Our gracious and loving God, take our lives and shape them and mold them, and let them be always for you. Send us forth into the world, O God, that we might be those children that you've created us to be, to share the good news of Christ our Lord with the world. For we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.